Rediscovering Cast Iron Cookware. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, cast iron skillets and Dutch ovens are enjoying a comeback with cooks of all kinds. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
A delicious meal made at the campfire stirs the imagination. From family camping trips to trail riders in the Old West enjoying victuals after a long day's ride. And usually that image comes with a cast iron skillet or a Dutch oven. Now, your grandparents may have used cast iron as well.
A good, hearty cookware to use, and it's also very versatile.
But Tammy Roberts of University of Missouri Extension says with the advent of Teflon and lighter no-stick types of cookware, cast iron went by the wayside. But there has been a renaissance in recent years of cast iron used in the kitchen or the campfire. And Roberts notes the newfound popularity in cast iron cookware is due to many of the same reasons it was popular in the first place.
It's heavy duty. You sure can't tear it up. But the other thing is it has a good ability to evenly distribute the heat on its cooking source, even if the heat source is unreliable, such as a fire outside.
And she notes that cast iron was the original no-stick cookware. Not as good as Teflon, but
if you do have a well-seasoned iron skillet, things don't stick. But a secret to that is making sure that you always heat up the skillet before you add anything to it. So heat the skillet good before any oil or any product is ever added to the skillet, and you will have much less sticking.
And there are other factors involved in cast iron cookware's resurgence. The formation of Dutch oven cooking classes and clubs, and the offering of skillet-prepared meals at restaurants, among two reasons. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And Tennessee's own Lodge Cookware in South Pittsburgh is one of the most well-known cast iron companies nationwide and just held their National Cornbread Festival. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.